Hey guys, welcome back to the No Rules Podcast. I'm your host, Bailey.
What's up, everybody? T-Ray Scott in the house.
Jesus Christ. You sound paraplegic.
T-Ray Scott, cuz.
We got two guests. We got Brandon Tustin. He's back.
It's your boy, Brandon.
And we got my future father-in-law, Matt Snyder, as well.
Hello, everybody.
So, Tyler's been hitting at this little episode for a while. He wants to hear Matt Snyder's trucking slash growing up stories.
Oh, God.
I do.
I know. Yes. You want to hear it.
I really do. So, Matt.
What kind of life did you live?
Tell me.
I told you you'd have to go to church and repent.
Yeah. It's rough.
Tell me your experience going into the trucking job.
Going into it, I just thought it would be great vacation time, see the world. But it's nothing like that. I've been everywhere, just like Johnny Cash. Ain't seen a goddamn thing. So, trucking's cool sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you see some unique shit.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you can't eat chicken wings while you're doing it.
Shit, I can eat chicken wings.
I think he can do a lot while he's driving.
Once I've seen a guy in California get pulled over. Actually, he was already stopped. But the LAPD was flying over the West TA. For anybody that knows anything about trucking, that's like the lot lizards central of America for sure. And my wife and I were together. We were at the truck stop parked, and I, you know, said, "Hey, watch what's going on." And before it was all said and done, I mean, these girls were running around like their fucking hair's on fire, you know. They don't wear high heels there like strippers do on the streets of New York, New Jersey. These bitches wear running shoes.
For you know,
because yeah, because the security's constantly circling. They got helicopter flight over the truck stop, tried to catch them. They just run under a tunnel underneath the interstate on the other side and come back. So we watched these girls, all of them. They were using this Schneider truck as a base.
Oh, Jesus.
So the security finally figures out where they're all going. Well, this driver gets nervous and decides he's just going to leave the truck stop and all these girls are in his truck. They pull him out on the road, and this dude gets popped, gets his truck towed with four hookers in the back of his truck, you know. Of course, has to call his wife and tell her he's been soliciting prostitution.
Yeah, no big deal. Hey, honey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come get me. Had four hookers in my truck.
I've got an itchy cock. I need you to come get me. No big deal, honey. I love you, baby. What? I know it's... How long have you been trucking? I know a while.
15 years this month.
Jesus Christ.
So, is it worth the money?
It's good money. I got best truck driving job I've ever had in my life. I have now.
Tell the people what kind of trucking job you got.
I work exclusively with several different ATV, UTV, motorcycle dealers, deliver to dealerships.
Yeah.
I don't say the names, but
yeah,
we work with a lot of high-end motorcycles, UTVs especially.
So what's the scariest scariest time you ever experienced trucking?
Every winter.
Everywhere?
Winter. In the winter time, when the roads are bad, traffic's heavy, hills. Once my son and I, that brings up an interesting story about the winter time. My son and I, he went with me. We were going to New York, and we come through. We were on I-70 in Ohio, and if you've ever been to Wheeling, West Virginia, there's a small tunnel on 70 that goes between Wheeling and then once you get into Ohio. Or once you get out of the tunnel, once you come out of Ohio through the tunnel, you're into West Virginia. But anyway, we see this truck come out on the road. He's merging to go into the tunnel, and we're slowing down. And look ahead, and my son's like, what is that? And then we see this guy is holding on to the back bumper of a UPS pup trailer. They're running like 45. Well, this guy can't keep up now. His feet's starting to come out from underneath of him. So he is now laying on the ground and holds on to the bumper. They drag him. This guy drags him down the road a quarter mile. And when he lets go, he just down the highway rolling like a bowling ball. Jumps up, all tweaked out. I stop the truck. Chance has his window down. I say, "Hey, man, are y'all? Yeah, I'm good." He runs off back out of the tunnel. Was holding on to the back of a semi truck in the middle of the interstate.
I grinded my kneecaps off, but I'm good, man. I'm gonna walk out of here. So, honestly, do you think the pill problem is as bad anywhere else other than here?
It's everywhere, boys. Everywhere you go. The drug epidemic is real.
It's rampant.
It is real everywhere. Not just West Virginia where you're from, not just home. It's everywhere. Small towns, big towns.
Jesus.
Some are worse than others.
I got two motherfuckers eating chicken wings.
Yeah, they're literally making love to these wings.
Jeez.
They're good as fuck.
Look, Tyler gave me wings, and they're pretty good.
So tell the people about the bird bath.
Well, I hadn't been driving truck very long, and at the time, I had heard stories about lot lizards, and this was, 2007.
Oh my God.
2006. And I had heard some stories about, lot lizards and whatnot. And
so they're oldest, real.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah, they're real. That's my wife. She'll tell you. She's been out with me a few times.
Oh, my God.
Everybody that's ever went on the road with me has seen it. So my oldest brother, both of my brothers, whole family's truck drivers. So my oldest brother, he's driving for the same company I'm driving for. So we're both driving to like 3 o'clock in the morning, and a truck driver talks on the phone constantly.
Yeah.
So I pull in the truck stop. I'm parked, but got back to my spot and I'm on the phone with him, and I'm doing my paperwork there, my steering wheel, I got my inside light on, and I look down the parking lot. It had been raining, and the truck stops are kind of sloped to the center, and trucks park nose to nose, they're 40 yards, 50 yards apart. And, I look down the end of the parking lot, and I see this girl in a skirt. She walks into the edge of the parking lot, gets in a truck, and I'm, laughing here, doing my paperwork, and those truck lights come on. She gets out of that one, gets in the next one. She goes, three or four trucks down through there. Finally, she decides to cross the lot. There's a driver there flashing his lights. She goes to the middle of the parking lot, kind of looks over both shoulders. She's wearing a skirt, mind you. She hunkers down in the truck stop parking lot with the creek running down through the center of it, basically, and gives herself a bird bath. I'm talking to my brother. I'm like, "Dude, you ain't going to believe this." He said, "Did she seriously just bird bath herself?" I said, Yes, she did. Bird bath, diesel fuel, gear grease, everything you can think of.
Oh, trucker piss.
Yeah, just everything. Bird baths herself, goes right across the parking lot. It gets up in another truck. About an hour or so later, I'm laying in the bunk, doop-doop-doop at the door. "You need any company?" I said, "Bitch, I just watched you give yourself a bird bath. That's the last thing I need
from
you."
"Ma'am, I'm okay."
"Yeah, I'm good. I'm good."
I bet that felt good on her
syphilis. Smelled like diesel fuel, guaranteed.
I bet you're eating good, though.
I don't eat that shit, dude. It's bad for you.
I don't think the...
Like restaurants and stuff.
No, it's terrible.
It's got to be tough.
Terrible.
So
you ever see truck stops, but they're not like they were whenever I first started driving. Really? When I first started driving, you could get a pretty decent meal. I mean, and I'm not that old. There's a lot of guys that have been out there 40, 50 years. They could tell you some really, really good places, that used to have great food, but it's not like that now, dude. It's Subway, Denny's, Pilots. They all have Subways and Arby's. Yeah. I mean, it's trash food.
I fuck up at Denny's.
That's why I now, Bailey, I meal prep, take my shit on the road. I have a home cooked meal every night.
It's got to save you so much money.
I don't fuck around, man.
So
I eat good.
When you're out on the road, what's the coolest thing you've ever seen?
Probably the hooker bird bath in her puss and the drainage. That's pretty cool.
Some of the coolest stuff you see, is just, I guess the scenery is my favorite thing. I mean, I've been in every state in the union, in the continental United States, and I just can't think anywhere else I'd rather live, but there's some really beautiful places in our country. I mean, there's some.
What's the farthest place you've traveled?
Well, from here, California, Oregon, Washington.
Jesus.
Yeah, I've been all over. My wife, before she was 20 years old, had been in every state in the union.
Yeah, that's insane to think about.
How many you been to?
What is it?
How many states have you been to?
Have I been to? I've been to Florida, Ohio, I guess that counts, and West Virginia. I've been to Maryland. for like 5 minutes. We drove through there to go to somewhere through to West Virginia.
That's about it. I've been in every state in the Union. You know what my favorite one is?
What?
West Virginia.
Really?
It's always.
West Virginia is a really beautiful state.
Some of the most beautiful scenery, but it's not even that.
I really want to go up there to New River Gorge and bungee jump.
I used to live 5 minutes from New River Gorge. Like, literally.
Did you ever fish up there? I
was telling him that you hate that fucking bridge.
I would rather get ass fucked than drive that bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate it.
Dude, it's so... I hate it. It's long.
It's 800 feet tall, dude. It's 800 feet to the water.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And how... It's so long.
Did you ever fish up there when you lived up there?
Once, but I was with some people that weren't into fishing.
Whenever I was maybe like 22, 23 years old, my brother-in-law at the time and I decided that we were going to go on this canoe trip on the New River. Canoe, smallmouth fishing, you know, supposed to be for the casual paddler. So this fucker puts us in a canoe and drops us off, and we go down the New River on a canoe, never having been in a canoe in my entire life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, as far as said and done, we wrapped our canoe around a rock and ended up dragging it literally for 4 fucking miles to the canoe livery. That was a tragic event. The New River's no joke.
You catch any fish?
Yes. In 2 days, 4 of us got like 200 smallmouth.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of fish in the river, but it was not worth it.
I didn't know if anyone knew, but I've caught way bigger smallmouth than Tyler Scott has.
But I really want to go up there and bungee jump.
They don't bungee jump anymore off of it.
Do they not?
You have to see it in person to believe how big that bridge is.
I've never seen it. I've wanted to
see
it.
We went last year, or year before last. I lied because last year was the COVID hoax. But we went year before that and watched. They have a catapult. So
fuck.
There's guys, their leg in this big arm, and there'll be a countdown, and then all of a sudden this kid will just fly up in the fucking air. You know?
See ya.
Yeah, God, like a rock.
I'll see you later.
So, have you ever been in some, like, crazy situations while being on the road?
Oh, numerous times. Real close calls, numerous times. Weekly. See fatality wrecks almost every week.
Let's hear some.
Oh, God. Knock on wood, I don't think I've really had any close calls. Now, let's back up a little bit. This past winter, I was in Cincinnati, headed to Kentucky on I-75, driving along. It's raining, kind of mixing snow. I'm in the left lane. There's a trucker in the right lane and a Ford Explorer in front of me. A guy is entering the interstate in like a fucking little, one of those mini countrymen.
Mini Coopers.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Mini Countryman Cooper. So he comes onto the interstate. We're running 65 mile an hour, and he decides he's going to cut over in front of the semi beside me. When he does this, he just cuts straight over, but his car turns 90 degrees. I mean, he's sitting broadside in the middle of the lane. The driver beside me hits him, shoots him out in the lane in front of me, and he hits the fucking Ford Explorer, which is in front of me now. He hits their rear wheel, bounces off of the concrete wall between me and that Ford Explorer. And I managed to get stopped because he bounced back across the road in front of me and hits the guy again. And this guy run up over the back of his car. Well, we finally got, you know, everything stopped. I-75 is completely shut down now at this point, and the traffic's just continuing to back up. It's in a work zone, a construction zone, you know. So we go to check this guy out, and he's like really, really huge guy.
Oh,
you
no.
know, he was twice as big as his car, basically.
Jesus
but
Christ.
He was trapped in his car because it fucked his door up and couldn't get out, and he was sitting in there crying. So me and the other driver that he just bounced off of twice grabs the door and literally pries this guy's door open, bends the fucking door frame down, busts his window to get this guy out of the car because he's just sitting there crying. Full-grown man realizes how bad he just screwed up. And he did. He don't understand how close he come to dying. Because the guy run up over, the driver beside me ran up over the back of his car. I mean, his car, he is in a half of a car now. He was already in half a car to start with. Now he's in a quarter of a car.
Reduced down twice.
Yeah, you just see that shit daily, dude. I could show you hundreds and hundreds of pictures of fatality wrecks that I see. We were on our way home from the beach night before last, I-95 at right around Columbia or Florence, South Carolina, somewhere right in there. This truck had hit a fuel transport truck, hit a car, pushed them out into the forest, killed a man and a woman. Traffic backed up for 15 miles, fatality wreck. Interstate, total interstate, completely shut down. Bumper to bumper. And they sat there for like 10 hours trying to get these people off the road.
You know, oh my gosh.
You see it daily, man. It's all part of the job.
One of the guys I used to work with at Rule King back in Rantoul, he was texting and driving and hit a car and killed the mother and the daughter in the car.
In jail?
I don't know. But I did say, hey, you're a piece of shit. Right before he fired me, I said, hey, don't think I didn't forget about you killing that little girl. You piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't be on your fucking phone.
This is true.
I mean, 100% shouldn't be on your phone. Brandon, I know you're here.
You're being lawful quiet, but why?
I'm just listening to Matt's good story.
Them chicken wings getting to you, Bubby. Matt's just getting shot after shot after shot. Jesus, Murphy.
I've drank more black velvet with this man, I think, than anybody else.
I guarantee you he has.
A lot. So much.
Goodness gracious.
I think you need to man up and get you some.
Listen, so you're drinking those Trulies right there. I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't tell my friends I drink that.
I'm not going to lie. I've drank in about six. Six so far through the night eating chicken wings and steak.
I'm telling Sam, too.
Listen, Sam can eat a whole basket of cocks, okay? He can eat a whole
my basket.
Buttered Dickens.
Yeah, a whole fucking basket of them because he might be the most attractive Denon, I think, ever.
Hoot owl.
100% he's a hoot owl, but he is also the dumbest motherfucker I've ever met.
Oh, hands down, but Sam's cool. I like Sam.
If he was here right now, he'd be talking about some weird shit about him when he was like 12. Probably engaging in some foreplay with a woman that was
40.
Getting his pecker sucked by a model.
That's no shit.
I know.
He showed me a picture of this poor young woman who had to go face down in his crotch. And he's done a lot of amazing shit. He was also recruited by the NSA. National Security Agency, I swear to God.
And he turned it down.
He turned it down.
What?
Yeah. I'm not fucking kidding with you. Our shop teacher put in for a scholarship for the NSA, and the NSA came back and said, yeah, we are a full 100% ready to recruit Samuel Matthew Denon. And he turned it down. What?
You know, people like that, generally, though, they succeed. They go somewhere in life. They, you know, yeah.
He's good, piss good at excellence. Everything he does, though.
They piss excellence, definitely. He's going to name his kids Ricky Walker Bobby. And Texas Ranger for sure.
Yeah, dude, I swear to God. Is. I've not seen one thing that he's bad at. Not one.
You seldom see somebody like that.
It's insane. I do not understand what the fuck happened between me and him, but something did. I think I'm adopted. I'm not going to lie.
Hatched out of an egg.
Yeah, dude, there's no way.
Come out of an egg, Bubby?
I don't know. So, Matt, you said the COVID hoax. You believe that was a hoax?
I do think that was definitely a hoax.
It had to
have been. I think it was, I like to call it the election infection.
The election
so
infection.
So, did COVID affect you with your job?
Yes,
at all?
I had COVID. My wife and I both ended up with it. It wasn't much over. Maybe the worst cold you've ever had. We did get a month off work. Hell, we spent some of the most quality time we've ever had. We were sick for like 10 days. But other than that, I mean, it was, we had to sniffles a little bit. You know, my taste is still fucked up. You know how that is, Bailey. I mean, now I eat barbecue sauce that I'm absolutely.
Ajax.
It tastes everything. Coca-Cola, Ajax. I mean, barbecue sauce, Ajax.
The pot pie from
Cracker
Barrel.
Yeah, it's definitely, there. It is definitely a real. It is definitely a real virus for sure. But do I think that it was anything like they made it out to be or No, because listen, again, I've drove truck for 15 years. I've drove all over the road since this happened. I did get COVID just shortly after my wife did. So wherever she had gotten it from, I got it from her because we live in the same house.
Yeah.
You know, so I had it. I drove all over, dude. You know, I never got it. I never wore a mask one time during any of this. I mean,
no.
You know, and my everybody was around me afterwards. So I do believe that it was a real thing. I think it was man-made. I think it was planted, whether it was from us, China. I don't fucking know. I don't really care because
I know
it was literally a political scheme.
I got stuck off work because of being around Jody.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking
all of us got a fucking they give us all 2 weeks off work and yeah. paid us for it.
Yeah, I told my boss, I was like, my girlfriend's pregnant, like I can't go 2 weeks without being paid. And he was like, don't worry about it. I was like, damn fucking straight.
That's because they get paid.
Yeah,
you know, the government got that. Was giving them money.
Yeah. So I know other truck drivers did, but did you get stuck on the road at all?
No, it never affected me as far as my job whatsoever, as far as, you know, people not accepting us or letting us in. Or again, I don't do like a lot of, there were a lot of drivers that were suffering because they didn't have extra food. See, that's the thing with the trucking industry. A lot of guys live in their truck. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a living for them. They will stay 4, 6, 8 weeks. Some of them never go home. They live in that truck. They go to wherever their terminal is, and they may have a car there, or they'll rent a car and go on vacation, do the things they want to do. But a lot of drivers, man, live in their semi. So those guys were affected, you know, tremendously whenever you couldn't go to Walmart and get their, you know, all their food that they eat, all the stuff. You know, they were affected terribly. The restaurants were closed. I mean, they didn't have nowhere to go to get anything. You know,
so. Brandon, were you affected by COVID at all?
I actually worked this whole pandemic.
Really?
Me too.
The whole pandemic.
Me too.
I've never, none of us.
I didn't wear my mask the correct way.
No, none of us. My kids.
I did change my hand washing habits, though.
Yes.
I was off.
Yeah, I bet you all of us use more hand sanitizer than we ever.
Yes, I wash my hands all the time now.
I was off for 11 weeks.
Jesus.
Yeah. I worked.
Do you know how much I was making off unemployment?
It's great.
$900 a week.
Why the fuck wouldn't you? And listen, that's why today, now, people are still drawing on it.
Yeah.
Our government's allowing it to happen.
That's
motherfuckers,
insane.
Go back to work.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not going to be able to make it if everybody's not.
And everybody is offering like sign-on bonuses and shit.
Papa John's is offering a fucking
God
sign-on.
Goddamn, Captain D's man, $100 for sign-on bonuses to Captain D's and free meals.
100%.
You need to realize that.
That is insane.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I've never seen so many help wanted signs in my life.
Wendy's, their starting wage now is $11. There's a sign on their thing that says $11.
But now, see, you guys are seeing all this here at home.
Yeah.
In other cities, I mean, they're still in a. There's a lot of other places that are still in a panic. That are still
in lockdown.
I mean, again, we were at the beach for a week, and we see people on the beach. Several, not just a few. A lot of people on the beach wearing a mask. I mean, they've lifted all the. Yeah, all this.
Why the fuck would you wear a mask in the water?
Wearing a mask on the fucking beach, man. You know, because it's so crowded on the beaches.
Yeah.
Our government scared the fuck out of people over this. I mean,
that is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, our boss is scared of it, too.
If there's anything I haven't trusted in my 24 years of life, it's government.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm never,
what
ever.
What was that? I've seen a thing that said things I trust more than Joe Biden or things I trust more than the government, where it's, what was it?
Mexican tap water.
Flint, Michigan tap water. Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein is my babysitter.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to trust the government.
No.
Not once have I had to ask for help.
No.
Not once have I had to sign up for any kind of government assistance. I'm not going to trust the fucking government.
No.
It's simple. Kids in my generation, your generation, and Brandon's generation, they're fucking lazy.
Lazy as
lazy.
Fuck, dude.
They want.
My neighbor kid won't even mow. He is 17 years old. His parents both work 40, 60, 80 hours a week trying to make it. And they can't even get him to mow the yard.
That is fucking bonkers.
And it's not about, I mean, him as a kid that age should want to do those things, knowing his parents provide him with. He's got fucking $200 Jordans on his feet.
That is
Oh, you know what I mean? But he can't mow the yard for his parents.
Oh, that'd be too hard, man.
I'm like,
I'd get my shit rocked.
It's not even my yard, and I'm like, yep, I'd beat that fucking kid to death. You know,
I'd get my shit rocked.
Yeah,
man.
Like growing up in my parents,
it's a different day and age.
My parents' house, like I took a lot of things for granted, but now being on my own, it's kind of like, wow.
Now I know why my dad kept telling me to do those things.
Hey, weed eat, you fat fuck. I'm like, oh, I get it now. Hey, don't invite all your friends over and eat up all
the food.
I was
gone. Listen, I was gone for a week. I came home. My kids were here.
Yeah.
My nephew. I paid my nephew to stay and house sit for me. I came home to 6-inch tall grass in my yard. 7 days unmowed. None of them thought about mowing the yard. Never even thought, never crossed their mind. And I'm not knocking them. I'm not at all whatsoever knocking them. They just do not think like that.
No.
And it's not just them. I mean, got a lot of people your guys' age just does not think like that. Whenever I was a kid, if my parents were at work and they came home and the fucking yard was 6 inches tall, oh, dude.
Someone's getting their fucking head beat.
Oh, it would never happen like that.
Yeah.
You would never come home to a 16, 17, and 20-some-year-old children at home and your yard not mowed. That doesn't work like that.
Yeah. And if you think about, like, I met your wife's grandparents, was it 2 weekends ago, 3 weekends ago, and they're still guarding. They're, like, what, almost, what, 85?
They're almost 90, both of them.
Almost 90. You got to think of how hard people were. Growing up,
those people
90 fucking years ago.
Those people are fucking multimillionaires, and you see how they live.
They
live a very meager, greatest people you'll ever meet.
Simple
but
life.
They live a very meager existence. Raise their own food.
Yeah,
they buy very, very little from any store whatsoever. Own shit tons of property all throughout, and have everything that they've ever worked for still.
They had a fucking fresh produce on the counter.
They
lettuce.
You see, dude, they work for themselves.
Yeah. They don't need no fucking store.
God, no. They don't need shit, dude. Them people are, they're great. I love them.
That's awesome.
And it's like,
you used to see people like that all the time.
You didn't
see nobody like
even
that
like
anymore.
Your wife's dad.
Oh, God.
Even growing up back then, it's kind of like, they had to work for fucking everything, and now you got kids with social media that expect handouts and for life to be easy, and it's not.
Not. Mm-mm. It's not.
You gotta.
If it was a lot harder, a lot of the technology and stuff we have today has made shit way too easy for kids.
Way too easy.
It's made it way too easy for them to make a living, to make a lot of money, and they don't know the value of what hard work can get you, and they don't feel that sense of accomplishment when they do things like mow your yard or wash your vehicles. They just don't get that sense of accomplishment from it. It's like, fuck that. Why do I want to do that? They got that car washers down the road, or I can pay the neighbor boy to do that.
I can go down to the Blizzard car wash and pay $14 for a car wash. Why would I wash it by hand?
Dude, we washed 3 cars in my driveway this morning for 3 cents of water.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Come on. People don't think like that anymore.
So, Brandon, like kids you went to school with, do you notice them being lazier than, like, say, your parents or... Like, if you listen to stories like your parents of them in high school compared to the kids you grew up with, do you notice a difference? Like,
I really don't know people I went to high school with anymore. I really don't talk to them.
I mean, I don't blame you. I mean, you work almost every day.
Yeah, I'm making money.
I mean, that's all you can do.
So, do you think our upcoming next generations will be the falling of our economy?
So there's a saying, like, hard times create hard men. Hard men create great times. And great times create soft men, which in turn soft men create bad times. So I think we're right on the soft times creating soft men. And then the next step is soft men creating really bad times.
So do you think there's bad times coming?
Yes. Hard times are coming, boys.
We're on the verge of a recession.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think it's so much that as far as with our economy. I just think that us as a society are, I guess, in our own demise. We are in a collapse at this point because of weak people. It's weak to punish people for their wrongdoings. It's weak to punish people for their actions. It's weak to... you know, to whip kids because they got into fights at school or told their teacher to fuck off. Or, dude, listen, your grandpa had twice as much testosterone as you do. Your dad had about has about three quarters of the testosterone he did. You have about three quarters of the testosterone your dad hit. It just keeps going a downward trickle. And people are weak. Kids are weak. Feelings get hurt. Dude.
I've noticed that because when I was in high school, my class and the kids be below a year below me, and everybody above was so big. Everybody is getting like smaller.
No, people are getting bigger.
You think they're getting bigger?
If you've ever set foot,
yeah, look at
in
kids.
A Model T. My grandpa remodels.
Oh, dude.
Or restores Model Ts.
Yeah,
you should try to fit in a Model T Ford.
You ever wore a Chinese large T-shirt?
No, I have never been able to fit one of those.
No, hell no.
So
dude.
When I take my sister to school and stuff, I've noticed like the kids and stuff are a lot smaller.
That's because most of them are malnutrition.
Their arms are fucking.
But what they don't understand is that creates a terrible metabolism as they get older. As they get older, they do nothing but gain weight because, number one, they're lazy as fuck, so they don't cook for themselves. And I'm not knocking all children. I'm just saying, as a whole, for the most part, how many kids do you see that their parents don't cook daily meals and don't, you know, make it an effort to cook healthy food, are not overweight? Very fucking few kids are not overweight, especially in the 20s to 30s. I mean, you're struggling. You're down how many pounds, Bailey?
90. About 100.
I mean,
100
pounds. Look at him. I mean, he looks great now, but how much work did you have to put in to get there? How much have you had to put in daily and you still
do? Lots, because I lost 100 pounds too.
I starve watching this guy eat.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's now to the point where he's eating good. I mean, you know, look at you too. You're the same way, Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like you need a fucking sandwich. I said that yesterday, but you look like you need a fucking sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, you just keep dropping it.
Yeah. Have you noticed the kids' heads are getting bigger too?
See, that's another thing, is that maybe our brains are outgrowing our body and we're just become fucking idiots. I don't know.
Think that we're also getting really smart.
We got to think there's no better time to live in than now because of the technology.
And I think, I've already said this before, I think we're going to get so smart that we're going to destroy ourselves by the only things we create.
You thinking like AI and shit?
Yeah.
iRobot, the movie.
Would you agree with that?
No.
Robots taking over the world? No.
I don't know.
No, you know why? Because somewhere in the mix of all the bullshit that goes on, there's a couple old war horses that are like, fuck this. These people got to suffer it a little bit. And eventually, always makes a country and economy stronger. You know, it brings people together.
Yeah.
It's sad to say it. You know, it's real sad to say, but look at our country during the war wars. I mean, people.
Some of the best generations of America.
We fucked up the goddamn Japs and the Germans, you know. I mean, come on. But
it's insane.
Do you think that if we'd all been running around saying, oh, I'm being mistreated, or saying, listen, I don't care how we're treating each other, but we got to work together.
We'd be speaking German.
Oh, dude. If
nine.
It did, yeah. Nine.
We would.
Yeah, you're fucking
the
right.
Germans were on track to take over
the
fucking world.
The entire world. Mm-hmm. But listen, when you get some mad-ass fucking Americans, and you finally get them ones that say, okay, fuck
enough.
This. We've had enough.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the point whenever everybody, including the Japs, are like, listen, you don't want to fucking make those people mad. Because
even companies.
Shit's about to be, you know, said and done.
Even companies like Copenhagen back during World War II were making all fiberboard cans and saving the metal for the war.
Yeah.
And like, you got to think of the fucking American goddamn resilience.
Oh, dude,
and
we're
to be proud.
We are still, even in our, in all of our, what do they call it? Just like that Miranda Lambert song, in all of our crazy, we're still the toughest motherfuckers on the block. Believe that. I think so.
And it's, I don't know what Chance just tried to word to me, but I
I was trying to hear that too.
But it's like, I like to say, like, I won the lottery when I was born here.
Yeah, me too.
Like, there's no other fucking place I'd rather live than right here. The fact that I can go to the store and buy any gun I want,
yep,
and just live and make the choice to be free and to live in prosperity and the pursuit to happiness. I mean, it's fucking amazing. I feel bad for anyone who doesn't live here.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't, no. No, dude, I don't. I do not feel bad for those people.
Nah.
You know, because listen, they have the same opportunity as you and I do. As American citizens, they have the very same opportunity. You can come here 100% legally. And that's why a lot of people, they hated Donald Trump. They fucking hated Donald Trump because he didn't want you to come here illegally and prosper off of our economy,
yeah,
illegally. He has said numerous times over and over and over, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you love. It doesn't matter what your gender, race. None of that matters if you do things the right way. I mean, you come here from a foreign country and you want to work and you want to be a productive member. How many goddamn people do you know at your age that your friends or the people that are around you or that you work with are literally a drain on society?
Quite a few.
Sad to say that. I mean, and I hate to be it, and that's not being prejudiced in any way whatsoever or being, you know, hateful towards people. But there's a lot of goddamn people out there that feel entitled.
Yeah.
They want you to give them something.
That blame society on their own wrongdoings.
That's right. They can't ever own up to something being their fault.
Yeah, you know? That's insane to me. Like, if there's one thing I learned was in my parents' house is to take fucking accountability.
Yeah.
I might not have saw it back then, but once I moved out on my own, I was like, fuck. If I don't go to work one day and I can't fucking pay the electric bill, who's
fucking...
That's
not dad's fault, Bailey.
No, that's my fault.
That's right. That's right.
And I think that's why I've done so well since meeting your daughter.
Yeah.
And actually having something to live for and provide for.
Did you see now I am with both of my kids?
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter's...
Hey, motherfucker.
Fuck. Listen, listen. I'm not trying to be a jerk to you, but if you move out of my house, I will provide everything for you while you're here. But while you're here, you're going to participate as an adult. You're 20-some years old. You participate in my house. If I'm washing dishes, you need to be helping me.
Right.
If I'm mowing my fucking yard, you need to be weed eating. If I, you know, if I'm cooking dinner, you need to be right here beside me.
What can
Even
I
if
grab?
You're just bullshitting with me, you need to. And that's something that growing up as a child, I used to see all the time, which my parents, you've seen how my wife's grandparents were.
Yeah.
My parents were the same way.
Exactly.
And so wasn't my aunts and uncles. If my mom was in the kitchen and two of my aunts were at my house, they were in the kitchen with my mom. Not that that's where women belong, but they were in the kitchen with my mother doing whatever she was doing, whether they were standing talking to her or one of them was washing dishes or the other one was making biscuits. They were helping each other. You don't see that now.
No.
At all. How many times have we been here and me and you or me and you and Jody or me and you and Jody and Cheyenne been, and there's 15 other people in our house and we've been the only two cooking for everybody? Everybody else sitting around bullshitting. How often do you see that? Quite a bit. Quite a bit. And I don't, you know, and I'm okay because I like doing that for my family. But at the same time, it's just the difference in time. It's a difference in times. And if that's not instilled in kids, man, we're just going to continue.
I notice it because, like, girls I went to high school with compared to, like, what, like, family dinners at your parents' house, like, your daughter, my girlfriend, is helping, even at 9 months pregnant, helping either your mom cook or your mom wash dishes. And, like, girls I went to high school with,
and listen,
they're too busy scrolling.
And my 40-year-old sister-in-laws are just sitting around.
That's insane.
Watching. Yeah. But that's the difference because I told my kids,
hey,
if my fucking mother's in there cooking or doing something and you're not helping her, now, that's not good. That's not cool to watch.
Yeah, I was always supposed to help in the kitchen.
Get your ass in there and learn something.
And that's, like, I was honestly amazed because in this family, it's like you teach your young women how to be women.
And I'm not saying that that's where women can't succeed and be the same equal as men. I'm just saying, listen, if if my dad's doing something, where am I at? I'm wherever my dad's
at. You're right there.
I'm wherever my dad is. I don't care how fucking dumb it is or whatever. It's something, if he thinks that it's something he needs to be doing, and I'm going to be thinking, I literally have to be somewhere else, but I'm going to be right here be doing whatever he needs me to do.
Exactly, well, like when he needs his
haircut.
That's
the where it might. Listen, I'm 42 years old.
And you're learning also.
My dad is 70. And I've been cutting my dad's hair for about 15 years.
Remember when we were trying to go to Charleston and he was like, hey, Matt, I need my haircut. And you were like,
we were trying to go get the best barbecue dinner on earth. And this fucker calls me and he's like, I need a haircut. Okay.
All right. Come on over.
So we, instead of leaving 8 o'clock in the morning, we left like at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Because he needed that done. I mean, kids don't think like
and
that.
And when my dad gets the same age and he needs his fucking haircut or he needs his ass wiped, guess what I'm doing?
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Hey, man. Jerry, come here.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. If it's not, man,
we're doomed.
We're on a huge downward spiral.
Dude, it's scary as fuck.
Come out of that, yeah.
I feel so scared bringing a child into this world.
I'm scared for your child. I can't wait to meet her, dude. That's going to be so great.
I can't wait to meet her. I'm going to be an uncle.
I'm going to be a grandpa.
Uncle Scott.
That's insane.
I'm going to be a grandpa. But I'm so glad. I'm glad that I was a misfit and fucked up and had kids at fucking 19 years old. Because, you know, here it is. I'm 42. My kids are both on their own. They both live on their own. They both do well for themselves. I mean, they don't ask me for anything. I enjoy every minute that I get to spend with them now. And I'm getting ready to have grandkids at 42.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm...
And I pride myself on not asking, asking you for help. Like, that's like a... Every day I wake up and be like, I didn't have to.
I honestly think that's what made me like you is because I eventually realized that you weren't about that. You weren't about, hey, I need you to fucking hand me something. Hey, I want you to give me something. You were not about that.
I want to prove to you that I can take care of your daughter and hopefully that you like me somewhere along the way.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I...
Somewhere.
As long as you don't ever take the spirit from that girl that she has and the mentality that she's always been and tried to, you know, that I and her, my wife and her mother's and tried to instill in her, you're part of my family. You always will be.
I'm here to stay. I hope you like I'm here. Like, this is what you
That's
get.
Real, ain't it? That's that's real life. But, again, there's so many fucking people out there. My sister-in-law, and she's going through some shit right now, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish the life that she's chosen for herself or the, you know, her kids are going to be going through because, you know, of her decisions. And
people change. Yeah. I mean,
oh my God. Yeah.
It's, you know, that Matt didn't like me.
Oh yeah.
I didn't.
He's like,
I remember that time you came to the house.
I didn't. I was pissed, man. He fucking pissed me off.
Remember that.
It's 6:30 in the morning. My kid calls me and tells me, and we worked at the same place.
Yeah.
She says, I'm on my way. And then she never shows up to work. I don't see her. I'm like, wait a minute. Where's my fucking kid? I call her, and then she doesn't answer. I call her and call her again. We're talking 6 o'clock in the morning. We have to be on duty. She's nowhere to be found. And then she's not answering her phone. And now I figure out that she's laying at home. Because she called off and she's hanging out with Bailey for the day.
Who the fuck is that guy?
I was ready to fucking kill her and him.
Yeah.
Oh, I just needed. And ever since then, you know what's funny is ever since then, that's the only thing that we've ever had crosswords about. And ever since then, if I call Bailey's phone and he has to be really fucking busy to not answer the phone and say, hey, this is what's up. I got to go. Can't talk. Bye.
Yeah.
He don't avoid my phone calls anymore.
No,
ever.
I've learned.
And that's just out of respect. That's all I fucking want is just for somebody to have respect.
Like I used to be way too full of pride. Like, I'm a prideful motherfucker, but what do I have to be proud of? I haven't proved myself to anybody. Like,
you go. Now that's fucking, that's wisdom shit you're
saying.
That's
wisdom.
Right?
That's some fucking wisdom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a girl.
Like, who am I?
What are you entitled to, Bailey?
I'm entitled to fucking nothing.
Nothing, dude.
Exactly.
I go to work every fucking day, six days a week.
Me too.
There ain't a goddamn soul in this fucking room right now entitled to anything.
No.
You will get out of life what you work for.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you want? What do you want? Do you want to be a fucking bum? Do you want to be an addict? Do you want to be a fucking alcoholic? Do you want to be somebody that can take care of your children, that can manage your life and have a good time, have a drink once in a while, and not take it to a fucking extreme and ruin your life? I mean, what do you want from life?
I'm just trying to get good enough with the podcast where I don't have to work 9 to 5.
I mean, yeah, that's the end goal, but in the meantime, I'm still going to work every fucking day.
You work your ass off.
And guess what? If the podcast don't work out, guess what? You're going to still be working 40 hours a week.
And I'm still going to be doing the podcast.
If you are not trying to better yourself, you're becoming stagnant.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I had nothing to prove to fucking anybody. I was nothing. So maybe I took that as like, hey, maybe you should get off your fucking high horse and stop being a piece of shit. I was just way too full of pride. I don't know. Like, I had something to prove. Like I didn't
get to that till I was about maybe 30, dude.
It happens at different places.
I already had kids and I already had, you know, before I decided, fuck, man, I really got to prove something to my parents, to the people that I care about. I got to prove to them what I really feel. And I'm just being honest, dude. My wife has probably saved my life in that aspect. I mean, just seeing her family and the way that she, you know, is with her family, that's probably what made me open my eyes to realize my family's the same way.
Yeah.
I just didn't give them the opportunity to prove that to me.
Dude, I moved here on... Guess how much money I had in my bank account when I
moved here? Pretty sure you told me $70.
$70.
Yes.
If I can make it work and get my own place.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Get a loan on a Jeep that I don't need. And
yeah, anybody can.
I'm telling you.
A new house? You got a new house coming?
Listen.
You listen, Linda.
Listen. Yeah, we do.
Listen, you have nothing but.
You got the loan?
To be proud of yourself.
We're approved for an amount.
Uh-oh.
You shouldn't be proud of yourself.
I'm proud of you,
that's
bro.
Great news.
That's awesome.
I mean, for someone who was a fucking alcoholic, piece of shit, who drank every day, to move here on $70 with a suitcase full of clothes, to now being approved for a house.
That you had to give away because you lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, for clothes that didn't fucking matter in the end. Anyone can do it. I mean, if...
Believe that.
If you have
and
any...
That goes right back to what we said just a moment ago, okay? How many of these motherfuckers got thousands and thousands of dollars
that
can move over here from another country and then, you know, come here legally, get a job? You guys just said a moment ago, how many fucking now hiring signs? Those people can come over here and do it the right goddamn way. Nobody has to do it illegally. The American dream is still real.
It's real.
Oh, my God.
You just got to have the
look
fucking...
at these Filipino people that come over here. The Filipino women, like a friend of mine married a woman. He went to the Philippines and bought him a wife. I mean, and she come over here, and I mean, she went from living in a fucking grass hut to living with a fat truck driver now that takes care of her 100%. I mean, they got a kid together. She's like living her best, very best life.
He bought her.
Basically, I mean, he has to send her family, you know, he had to send her family money and all kind of stuff. I mean, she's 20 some years old, dropped dead gorgeous.
It was
gorgeous.
All cassette.
Huh?
It was all cassette.
It is an arrangement.
Yeah, it's an arrangement.
It's an arrangement, dude. They go from living in nothing but just poverty stricken, the worst elements that you can think of, to
so she moves
over here and has a roof over her head,
running water,
money, and I mean, dude, she come over here skinny as a rail, and now I mean, she's
healthy.
She's getting fat.
Yeah, now, it's kind of like you take my daughter, you're going to take care of us.
Well, yeah, he sends their family money. I mean, and he calls them mom and dad. I mean,
that's awesome.
You got to think of coming from the fucking Philippines to here. Take Detroit, times it by 3, and that's the fucking Philippines.
She treats him like gold, dude.
Well, yeah,
she is like treats him like gold. I mean, and he does the same for her. He hasn't, you know, where's he ever gonna find anybody else like that?
And that's another thing I see diminishing with younger generations is the long-term relationships and marriage.
That has worked on our economy as well. It may not seem like it, but people don't save money before like they did for, you know, when couples were together. They save money for homes. They save money for cars. Two people, I don't care if you got to pay for daycare. You got to pay for...
You can make it work.
$10 plus $2 is always more than $10 plus no dollars. I don't care how you shake it up.
Do you guys think if divorce stopped,
if you
no
think,
more divorce, do you think the economy is fucked?
No, I think it'd
No, it would get better.
It would get better.
You think it would?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of guys I went to high school with that had kids are not with their baby mamas anymore.
Well, you got to think, though. There's going to be lawyers who lose their jobs.
How many friends do you have that both of their parents are together?
Not many.
Very
few. Not many, actually, yeah.
Very few.
Not a lot.
I was just lucky enough to have both parents.
I bet you can count on one hand. I bet you can count on one hand how many couples that you know that have been together, got kids together, kids are raised, got grandkids, and are still together.
I can think of three.
I know a few.
I can think of three.
Now back up 30 years ago, 40 years ago, how many, what do you think that number would be? Triple what you can think of? Now?
It was less because divorce back then was a shame, was a frowned upon.
Yeah, it's shameful.
It was wrong to do back
then. Well,
in the
it's
back
so
the
easy
day.
Now. You can just go down to the local, you know, freaking drugstore and buy a divorce. I mean, they're just as cheap as, they're twice as cheap as what marriages are.
Yeah.
And you know, that's hell, you pay less for a divorce than you do for a wedding.
That's insane.
Yeah. Once the honeymoon's over, most marriages now just they go downhill.
And that's I don't understand that.
It's over money.
You think?
It's over money. Hell yeah. That's
everything's 90, about money.
That's 90% of marital issues is money.
Wherever you go, you just got to pay for it.
You give a woman all the money that she can stand, she ain't going nowhere.
Like when I went to...
I hate to say that. I'm not being, you know, prejudiced, but it's just the truth. You take care of a woman and give her everything she ever wanted, most of them won't go nowhere.
Like when I was in Florida, parking at a parking lot for the beach, had to pay like $5 or you got a ticket.
And that's another thing I can say about Matt's daughter. Are you good? Oh, sorry. Like, she's been with me when I've had nothing. Like,
She ain't going nowhere.
I remember. Oh, Bailey.
Some tough choices. We're not going to talk about it, but I had to make some tough choices when we first got together. I had no fucking money. And she was like, listen, we're going to make it fucking work. And I was like, whoa.
Because she's been in those positions
before?
No, I'm not proud to say, and I'm not proud to, you know, to say that, but she knows what it's like to struggle.
Yeah.
She knows what it's like to be flat-ass broke.
And you got to think how much stronger that made her as a person.
Me and my family's, I'm not. You've been homeless before.
Yeah, when I got with your daughter, I had gotten recently kicked out of my grandma's house, of all places. I was sleeping on a friend's floor or sleeping in my fucking truck.
Aaron Pittaway. Good buddy.
And she told me, moving to Summersville, did I want to do it? No. But did we do it? Yeah. Caught a lot of flack for it, I remember. But she told me, she's like, we're going to make this fucking work. And it just kind of clicked, like, I got something that I need to live for and I need to provide for.
Yeah. But look.
And it's crazy how that just clicked.
It will do nothing now because you're not just going to have you and her to worry about now. You and her will be very insignificant compared to what your new responsibility is going to be. When this baby's born, you will feel a new sense of, I have to make this work.
Yeah.
No matter what, in order to provide for your child. I mean, you'll that's just a totally different.
I thought I was sterile for the longest time.
You were until
I always give you a hard time about it too.
Yeah.
You were until you got skinny.
You think so?
Hell yeah, man. She was too.
That's insane.
Yeah, your health of your body means a whole lot, especially.
A lot of shit's working that wasn't working.
As soon as Cheyenne lost 60, 80 pounds, bam. You guys got pregnant. I mean, I believe that our fucking food, you was talking about your food earlier.
Yeah.
Do you think our food's killing us? Fuck yeah, it's killing us.
I think it fucks with your hormones a lot.
Look at the way we eat.
Yeah.
I mean, you eat that much fat and sugar. Everything you eat has fat and sugar in it.
I don't know, it's just crazy how things clicked, and I just, like, now that I can say that I've been with her for actually 3 years tomorrow.
Brandon, are you married? You got a girlfriend?
Dude, he's on the market.
Girls.
Brandon's a good looking
hit Brandon up. He's the nicest. He gives the best hugs.
Wait a minute.
What?
I feel like this just got a little bit of...
What do you mean?
Huh?
Brandon is a pretty good looking guy.
Yeah.
Brandon's a stud. He's a man dime.
And I like to... and I'm telling you, whenever he talks with authority.
He does.
Say hi, Brandon. He's being shy.
He's being real shy.
I got the mic taken away from me.
Oh, my God. Guys.
I mean,
he's been punished.
Do you plan on settling down anytime soon?
I feel like I'm pretty settled down right now.
Do you want a wife and children?
I mean, yeah. Don't you got? No, doesn't everybody?
Hey, you know what? That's awesome that I hear you say that. Doesn't everybody? Fuck yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
Most of the people I know want kids, man. I mean, kids are...
I want kids.
Kids
save
me. I
mean, that's living the life, I think.
Yeah.
Is it bad that I want all boys?
That's bad.
Listen, I used to think...
Because I'm telling you right now, girls are daddy's joy. I love my son because I know that's my fucking... That is my ride or die without a doubt. Best man at my wedding without a doubt. Ride or die. But my daughter... That's a totally different kind of love.
Yeah.
It's a totally different kind of love. This motherfucker, he would die for me, but I would die for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a totally different kind of
love. I used to think the same thing. Like, man, I was bummed out at the gender reveal when that balloon popped and it was pink. But now getting closer to it, I'm like.
Oh, dude. And it gives me, look, y'all can see the
dude,
color.
Dude.
I'm not going to lie. I'm ready to be an uncle.
Look how fucking dark I got at the beach. I got dark as a motherfucker.
This is horseshit.
All I got to say is, I really hope Peyton calls me Uncle T-Ray Scott.
Listen, she will.
Peyton's going to call all y'all
pussies. Somebody's getting naked.
Probably.
We got a hairy Sasquatch in the building.
I'm gonna make
his shirt is off, and he has big titties.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, when we went down...
This is... Dams, who is this? Let's introduce this guy.
Chance. This is Chance Snyder, my...
With the big hairy nips.
This is Matt's son, also... He's
naked.
That's my... That is, right there.
That's your son.
You're talking this to my ride or die right now.
Sasquatch with a chin strap.
I guarantee it.
Good dude, though.
If I tell him we are fucking some shit up, he's going to ask me where are we hiding the bodies. I already know.
Dad and Miss watched me pepper spray a homeless guy.
True story.
Are you excited to be an uncle?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Little Peyton.
Just grab that mic and bring it a little closer. You think you're pretty excited?
I'm pretty excited.
You ready to go on fishing trips?
Bring this mic so close to my fucking lips.
Are you ready to go on fishing trips?
Actually, yeah.
I'm not taking her fishing.
Nah,
yeah.
We're going to take her hunting, though.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
We're going to take her to dance class, and we're going to take her to where the fuck she wants to go, not where we want to go.
I got
to
teach her guitar.
Listen, back to the story about the fucking burn. We went to the dams going out towards Elizabeth.
What burn? Wait a minute. What burn are you talking about?
You see the flash burns on my tits?
Jesus Christ.
I do.
Left one's bigger than the right one.
You look like you were wearing a life vest.
Do you guys see that? His left one's bigger than the right one.
Listen, Scott, you were fat too once.
I was fat. I'm not saying he's fat. I'm just saying one's bigger than the other.
Dude, I'm big enough to eat your fucking lunch.
I know.
If there's anyone that can beat Tyler Scott in the lineman battle, I think it's Chance.
Listen.
And me.
Oh, fuck. I was a badass.
I'll bend you over and take
that
your money.
That dude's 330 and fucking almost.
Oh, he could eat my lunch right now because
he's eating yours and my lunch.
Dude, he's picking me up. He's going to pick me up and shake the money out of my pockets.
You know what? I'll tell you, for somebody that is... has such Sasquatch Sasquatch qualities.
Yeah.
He's such a teddy bear.
He is as soft as the fucking day is.
He's so nice.
Be mean if I want to be, but I don't like to be mean.
I've never seen
you be mean, Chance.
You guys don't want to see me mean. I don't like to get mean.
I've never seen you mean.
That is the thing that
And
I
I'll
don't.
Tell you what, this guy right here too, Brandon, I think Brandon can
I've
get
seen
pretty
Brandon
fucking
mad.
Rough.
Listen. I'm going to pass this off to Brandon, but I'm going to tell you guys this. I don't want to be mean. I don't like to be mean because I get really
We
mean.
All shouldn't be mean.
No.
I've seen Brandon mean.
Brandon is, I guarantee
We should all
him,
arm
Brandon.
Wrestle or something.
Arm wrestle?
I remember.
So he was the biggest
I think we should sword fight.
With our penises.
You want to know something?
Listen, here's a cool story about Brandon. His dick's huge.
I'm not sword fighting him.
No.
Hey, does this sound weird? Can I tell you guys a story?
What?
So one time in high school.
Let's hear a short dick story.
I was a freshman in high
school.
The big thunder.
I'm going to lose, but.
And
you got to get close to the mic. I got to hear this.
So, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm saying it. So one time in high school, freshman year, there's this gas station.
What gas station?
Up by my house.
Which one?
You're talking Erickson,
about 95 Carrier.
By Erickson.
Okay.
And they had these condoms in the bathroom that you got for like 75 cents. They were glow-in-the-dark condoms.
Did you use one?
So I bought one. So I went to go take a shower.
You put it on in the shower. You put this glow-in-the-dark condom on in the shower. Tell us about it.
So listen, I turned the lights off.
Yeah.
And I was acting like it was a lightsaber.
What color was it?
Green.
Oh, you were fucking Yoda. The
straight fucking Luke.
Yoda with that little short
Tyler Skywalker. Saber. That was who that was. Tyler
so
Skywalker.
So I flushed it down the toilet because I thought I was going to get in trouble.
Listen.
Suck my lightsaber, you must.
Yes. If you're not sword fighting with green condoms, you ain't lived, man.
I mean, I guess. There was one time I was fucking in the locker room at football, and I was showering. And I'm sitting there showering, and I feel something warm on my leg.
Somebody's pissing on you.
I turn around. None other than, I love this dude. I'm not calling him out.
Oh, God.
Because I thought it was really funny.
Oh, God.
I turn around. It was none other than Nick motherfucking Yoho pissing on my leg.
Nick Yoho would have met his maker.
Nah. I was laughing about it. I was laughing about it. I thought it was funny.
Oh, no. You can't piss on me. There's only two people in this world.
You going to let someone piss on you?
My children and my wife are the only two that can piss on me.
He didn't piss on me for that long. For like... 10 seconds, maybe.
Oh, no, dude.
Well, I didn't know what it was.
This conversation has straight up turned to shit.
I can't find my Nick stick.
He was taking a shower. He was like, I'm getting pissed on.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And he was
perfectly okay with football. I was at a football practice. Football
team Bailey, he just let a guy piss on him for 10 seconds without
saying. At first, I didn't know what it was.
Would you pay him afterwards?
Nah, I just was like, man, why'd you do that? He goes, I thought it'd be funny. I was like, whatever.
I feel like you partly enjoyed it.
He did. He just said that he thought it was funny.
He probably paid you.
I will pay you to let me
piss on you.
Oh, no.
Dude, I just pissed for about a minute straight.
Seriously. Nah.
No.
Nobody's ever pissing on me, dude.
Dude, I don't think I can do it.
Brandon, if somebody pisses on either one of us, what's happening?
Oh, they're getting their fucking...
We're hiding bodies somewhere.
They're getting their fucking teeth knocked in.
Yes.
I don't fuck around with that, dude.
So, no. You ain't pissing on me and you ain't fucking spitting on me.
No.
You ain't puking on me.
There was one time... me and Bailey...
You know the funniest puke story I have... listen, the funniest fucking puke story I've ever... This involved Mr. Tyler fucking Scott over here. He was so drunk... He took a Walmart bag. You guys all seen this. Brandon, you didn't see this.
I think I have a video of it.
He literally tied a Walmart bag around his ears and because he knew he was going to get sick. He throws up over the Walmart bag projectile, and now he's wearing a fucking Walmart bag with a little bit of puke. It looks like a beard.
Oh, I was
and
here for that.
His lap full of... Was you here for that?
Yeah, he was. God.
I was sitting right beside him, actually.
Oh, God.
Apparently, I pissed myself, too.
Worse than that, like an hour later, Chance sets down in the same chair, and he's like,
yeah.
This fucking chair stinks, man. I'm like, yeah, it's because you're sitting in the chair. So I guess getting pissed on wouldn't be so bad.
I don't know.
I don't remember that night. That was the baby gender reveal, wasn't it?
It was.
We were blackout drunk.
Only in West Virginia do you get fucking blackout drunk at a baby gender reveal.
Oh, my gosh. I eat so much cake.
Would you rather sit on a dick and eat cake? Or eat cake and sit on the dick? Or eat a dick and sit on cake?
I like cake. I don't know.
I'm about to eat cake.
I'm eating cake.
I better enjoy this somehow.
You sick fuckers.
It better be real red velvet.
Sucking dick, bro.
Red velvet cake?
Susie Denon's red velvet cake.
The what?
Oh, Susie Denon's red velvet
cake. That's a fucked up question, ain't it?
Like, yeah.
You're getting fucked either way.
All right, so real question.
Real question,
so
let's hear it.
So when you're drunk, what is your go-to food?
go-to food?
Pizza.
Pizza?
What
pizza.
The fuck ever is there?
$5 bucks from Hardee's, bro.
Listen, it don't make no difference.
This big boy says anything in its path.
Yes, yes.
It's got to be something greasy for me.
Or milk. Dude, I drink liquor and milk.
I like veggie straws. You guys like veggie straws? I
will get fucking blackout drunk on liquor and then drink
literally
milk.
Throw me food.
Milk.
And I'll eat it.
Milk and cookies.
If I'm drunk, bro.
My buddy Burke, before he died, God rest his fucking soul, would dip Oreos in Budweiser. Drunk as fuck, be sitting there with a Budweiser dipping Oreos in it.
There was one time Brandon got really drunk, and he forced
me.
This
guy was fucking hardcore, dude. I'm telling you, he was hardcore as it gets.
This was the night. This was the night Bailey and Brandon almost fought.
Excuse me. I think that's the first time I've ever gotten
blackout
drunk.
Well,
I remember
was my
that
first time, bro.
I remember
this was when Bailey and Brandon almost.
I was a hard ass on that party.
Well, he forced me to make a pizza. Okay, he forced me to make a pizza.
This was at the trailer, wasn't it?
Yeah. So before he forced me to,
all good drunk stories start at a trailer.
At a trailer, yeah. We were in the trailer park.
Before he made me make this pizza, he has a bag of Lay's classic chips.
Yeah.
He falls on the couch. Chips go everywhere. Rips the bag. And he's like, everybody's be quiet. He's sitting here. And he goes, man, these Doritos are good. Well, he stands up and he forces me to make a pizza. So I put the pizza in the oven. And I'm just sitting there talking to Bailey. And he comes up to me, grabs me by my head. And he's like, when that pizza's done, every single fucking slice comes right to me.
you might be a little bit drunk in a trailer if you fucking call the pizza.
And you know what I did? I gave him half a slice and I ate every single slice. Me, Bailey, and
Jerry. You're lucky you didn't get like ass fucked. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
I was
too drunk to know.
Well, listen.
Brandon hit me in the back of the head, and that's when I was like, okay.
I didn't mean to, bro.
I know. Hey, nothing against you. Nothing at all.
No, I'm not going to lie, though. If someone was coming up to Brandon and throwing some shade, Brandon can handle his own. Because when he was drunk and you were like, Brandon, quit that shit out. He was like, what are you going to do, bitch? Yeah. That's what
he
said.
That's another thing. When
your buddy's telling you, fuck you, motherfucker, it's going to be a bad night.
That's what I'm saying. At my job, whenever customers come at me some type of way, like over the speaker, like, come to the second window with that same energy, please.
Yeah, why don't you come up here and say it to my fucking face?
This would be the best burger you ever had, bitch.
It was funny because Bailey,
I will turn you upside down and pound it in your ass.
It was funny because Bailey like took all the alcohol and Brandon like sat there, had his fist right here, and he was like pissed. He was like, give me my drink back.
Oh, I drank a lot of vodka that night, I'm pretty sure.
I convinced him to drink a Monster.
Oh, no. That's
I convinced
bad.
Him it was
Never
alcohol.
Never give a fucking blackout drunk energy drink.
I convinced him it was
get
alcohol.
That motherfucker to go to sleep.
Well, he was fucking flipping out because he didn't have his alcohol drink.
I am the liquor, Randy.
He was.
The Bud Light Warrior.
Liquor, Randy.
He was the liquor.
Remember that time at Cody Hornbeck's party? He was going up to everybody, suck my balls, bitch.
I remember.
I remember one time Jake was like, you were telling me the story, but I wasn't there. You were like, Jake was like, Brandon, you need to calm down. And you're like, suck my balls, bitch. And they started fighting.
I never do get like really fucking blackout drunk on liquor. I have before.
Yeah.
But I normally never do. The very last time that I got so fucked up on liquor that I was like completely belligerent. My son and I had went to Branson, Missouri for this job. And the guy that I was working for, super all right guy, you know. And
yeah,
we got him and another dude that we worked with. He was a dude from Columbia.
He liked to party.
Oh, yeah. This party got really fucking interesting for a while. And then he decided he wanted to be a jerk, and I was liquor drunk at the time. And
10 foot tall and bulletproof.
Yeah, bad. So, and his was a little tiny guy, of course, you know. And he jumped up at me, and Well, needless to say, this happened like at 3 o'clock in the morning, and at 5:30 a.m. my son and I were driving back to West Virginia from fucking Branson, Missouri, because we were on the second story of the hotel, and I'd slung him over the fucking balcony.
You don't want to know the scariest thing about alcohol I've ever experienced.
What?
So, in high school, me and a buddy, we were going catfishing, and somehow we managed to get 2 12-packs of Keystone Light.
Oh my God.
And we had this backpack, like a school backpack. What, no cooler or nothing. We just fucking shoved it clear full of ice.
Sounds messy.
And we just shoved this bag full of this every Keystone. And we get down to the river and we start fishing. We weren't even there. 30 minutes, DNR shows up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
He's like, You either get a ticket, keep the beer, or you need to go home. Or you're going to help me dump every single one out and you keep fishing.
Oh, dump the fucking beer out. Wait till he leaves and go get more.
That's what I did. But my buddy, the buddy I was with, he tried to smuggle a couple.
Didn't work.
He got in trouble.
We were, the dude I was talking about a moment ago that died, Burke, we were at an adult all male establishment, and he decided he was going to carry a beer outside because the folks we were with wanted to leave. Well, it was cold out, so he had a long sleeve shirt on, and he had just gotten a beer whenever everybody decided they were leaving, and he wasn't about throwing beer away. This motherfucker wasn't throwing no alcohol away of any sort.
Never.
No, and especially when he just paid $5 for it at a titty bar.
Jeez.
You know, so yeah. So he's like, fuck this. I'm keeping my Budweiser. We all go out the door, and he just fucking sticks it up his sleeve and kind of, you know, holds his arm down to his side. Well, of course, as soon as we get outside, the bouncers come to the door. Motherfucker, you got a beer? And then everybody's standing around trying to figure out. Nobody can see a beer in anybody's hand. I'm calling the law. So finally, we figure out that he's standing on the side of the vehicle in the dark, and he's got his arm down his side. We figure out he's the one that has the beer. Dude, you gotta fucking throw that beer away. He's like, I just bought this motherfucker. I'm not throwing it away. Dude says, you either fucking bring the beer back in here, or I'm calling the law. He said, you want the fucking beer? You can have it. Jerks it out of his sleeve and tsh, off the front of the building. Of course, you know, we all pile in the vehicle and roll out of the parking lot.
Gotta get the fuck out of
this
there.
This guy was fucking, he was hardcore, dude.
Yeah.
Hardcore. Oh, yeah, he's the one to drink a fifth and throw up and continue drinking.
I'll never forget the time I threw a tampon at somebody.
What the fuck?
Like a used tampon? Or?
No, not a used tampon. We were in a science class, and this kid, he was, I'm not going to say his name because he's a bitch. But he was being a bitch about something. Always crying. And these kids I was sitting with was fucking with him because he was being a pussy about it. And this girl was like, hey, will you throw this tampon at him? It's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Sure, why not?
She opens. She gets a tampon out of her bag. Hands me it. She's like, take the cloth out. It's like, okay. Took the cloth out. And I went up behind him, and I just pelted him in the head with a tampon. Then he throws a chair at me.
Like a whole-ass chair?
Yeah, he picked up a chair and chucked it at me.
I remember the night at Cody Hornbeck's house that me and Brandon sat down and drank about 65 beers between the both of us. Remember
that?
Did
that really happen?
Yeah. Remember I had that cooler in the truck, and we sat down and drank until the crack of dawn, literally drank every beer in the cooler?
You was really drunk.
Damn, I do not remember this.
You grabbed a girl's titty and said, what'd he say to you? I don't care what they say, I'm getting lucky.
Yeah, he came up to me.
I do not remember this.
He's like, Scott, you're my best friend. I got to tell you something. I was like, all right, what you got to tell me? He goes, it might be just me, but I'm getting lucky tonight, and that's not the alcohol talking.
Yeah. I did not get lucky. I am the
liar. He was asking these girls to rub his back. He was asking them to.
One of them was my girlfriend.
Well, that's the one you want to get lucky with. You don't want your boy with some whore.
Yeah.
Shia was like, I need to get out
of here.
Hey,
wait a minute. This is my daughter we're talking about. Oh, okay, moving on.
Moving on. Shauna was like, I need to get out of here. She was like, oh, all of a sudden my dad's home. I got to go.
Yeah, we got to go.
I remember taking...
I just wanted my back massage. I still
strange thing happened that night too, Bailey. Why don't you tell the audience what you said to her?
I remember you getting naked in the tent and showing...
I did that. But what did you say to her?
I don't know.
They tried locking me
you
in
know,
the
did
tent,
you know Bailey said, I love time. You first?
Nuh-uh.
He said that Cody Hornbeck's driveway. He's like, I love you, Cheyenne.
I mean,
look where it's at now.
Well, you know,
that's a good thing though.
You cannot ever, dude. No story can be any more fucked up about getting with your significant other than what mine has been. My mother-in-law now of 13 years lied to me and told me her daughter was 23. When in reality, she was 16, getting ready to turn. Yeah.
That's, wow.
You know how old I was?
How old?
I don't really want to tell this. It's embarrassing as fuck, but I was lied to. In my defense, I was lied to.
In his defense.
He was very, he was lied to.
I was 30 years old at the time. She was 16, getting ready to turn 17. And we hung out all summer. Of course, we were at this fucking fishing cabin way out in the middle of goddamn nowhere. Bailey knows where it's
at. I know exactly where it's at.
We were out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we hung out there all summer long. I mean, no electricity, no phone service, no nothing. You know, and then finally I start to close the summer's coming to an end. I start to get the feeling that something isn't just as honest as what it should be. Because occasionally they would have my wife's sister... And my wife would have me take her back to her dad's house so she could get a shower, get more clothes and whatnot. But I always had to, for some reason, drop her off up at the end of the driveway. And,
yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Why don't I just take you down? I'll sit here and wait for you. And they're like, she's like, no, just come back. You know, so it's becoming her birthday is, you know, coming pretty soon. And I'm thinking this is her 24th birthday. And I'm like, you know, her sister's now riding with me. I'm taking her back to the fishing cabin before I go back and get my now wife. And she tells me, I'm like, I don't know what the big deal is, man. She's turning 24 years old. What the fuck? And her little sister looks at me and is like, dude, what?
No way.
Yeah, yeah, that's exact. She's like, no, she's not. I'm like, what do you mean? She said, dude, she's turning 17. I'm like, oh, are you fucking... Now I've hung out with her all summer.
Yeah.
You know, we're already in the heat of things. I mean, nothing ever happened with her and I until she was over 18. I will say that. I'm proud of that. But moral of the story is I mean, you just don't know who you're going to fucking fall in love with. I mean, you can't control that.
No.
No matter what they look like, no matter their age, no matter, you just don't know, man.
I know when I first moved here, I had a couple of girls that were hot to trot that were... under the age of 18, and I was 20 at the time, and I was like, listen, girls.
This ain't gonna
sorry.
Work.
I think I remember that. Did we go to Will Island Dam that night?
I know your girlfriend's friend thought I was hot, and then one of Aaron's coworkers thought I was
so
hot.
So that goes back to this, who's the hottest?
Dude, it's me.
Bailey definitely or
Tyler.
The hottest.
Bailey or Tyler?
I'm definitely
Brandon,
the hottest.
Brandon, who's gonna win this? Who's fucking head?
Who do you think is going
to
win?
Head and beard? Listen, Bailey, I honestly hate to shave your head and beard knowing your baby's going to be born, but I'll be goddamned if I won't do it.
Exactly.
If this fucker right over here, he's not going to win.
Who, Tyler?
He's not going to win.
I know he's not.
But if he does squeeze it out, dude, I can't wait to tell Peyton this fucking story.
It's going to be like the biggest upset in world history.
Yeah, the wait till we see the baby pictures.
Oh, <no. laughs>
Be like your daddy, Mr. Clean over here.
Listen, I got one thing to say. Is that my dick makes up for it, and then I'm going to win this contest.
Tyler, I'm just telling you, I got a good set of clippers. You're getting fucking shaved, son.
I mean, I need a new beard growing anyways.
Dude, you're going to lose.
I mean, we'll see.
But that's okay.
I'm not going to shit talk. You remember the last time you were having a shit talk at Quantix?
Remember when I caught a 5-pound smallmouth and you didn't?
I didn't go. That's the thing. If I was there, I probably would have caught
it. Every time, it seems to me like I don't. Seems to me like you get outfished a lot, Tyler.
Bailey's outfished me one time.
I will say that you did. I took you to my honey hole, and you did outfish me.
Bailey's outfished me one time.
You did outfish. I don't admit that very often, but you did outfish me.
Bailey's outfished me one time. And you know,
I think you got fucking lucky.
You know why he outfished me?
What's your excuse?
Because we had a little tournament. Him and his cousin was going to be on a team against me.
2-on-1.
Yeah. And they
I will take you to the strip mines and I will outfish you.
They added their fish together. And if they wouldn't added their fish together, I would have won.
I don't give a fuck. Well, I'll take
you to the strip. I'll outfish you any day.
Dude, listen. I will bet you. I'll let you fucking wax my asshole if you catch more fish than
I. I tell you what. If we'll make a bet. We'll go up to the strip mines.
Okay. And, what time is it? Tournament starts at fucking 7 a.m.
No, we got to go together. I can't go tomorrow.
In the morning. Oh, excuse
me. My dad's in the hospital.
Your dad will understand.
Yeah. He had surgery. Your dad will get
what
it.
What kind of surgery?
Had back surgery.
Not life-threatening. We can go.
I gotta drive him to go pick him up.
There's no excuse.
How's he gonna get home?
No excuse.
So if you don't show up at 7 a.m., you forfeit.
You forfeit.
No, we're going to do it next.
I get
week.
To wax your asshole.
No, we never shook on it. Don't count. Never shook on it.
Seriously, yeah. September.
Right, September. I'll go with you in September.
September. Everybody okay. Loses. We're gonna fucking wax assholes.
Now, whoever loses
at the strip mines.
Whoever loses gets their armpits waxed.
Brandon gets to wax the asshole.
I volunteer.
Then get a tattoo. Yeah. Then get a tattoo.
I will get your name tattooed faces. On my dick if I lose.
Small faces of all the boys' faces.
I will get your dick. I will get my dick tattooed with your name if I lose.
Listen,
I'm that sure of myself.
You gotta say Tyler is awesome.
You
gotta say.
Just name
Tyler
your bet.
Tyler is the best, and he outfished me.
Just name your bet.
Yeah, well,
you
what
will
do you
not you okay. Win. Let me tell you two reasons.
Should
you're
we
not
go biggest
win.
Fish or should we go most fish?
Most
fish.
Most.
Okay, most fish. Okay, we're gonna go most fish.
Loser. Most. Back up. Most bass.
Most bass. Okay. Loser. Loser yeah. Has to get a tattoo. A small tattoo of whatever you want it to say on their ass.
I don't know why I'm listening to the loser requirements because I know I'm not going to lose against
no,
you.
No, fuck
you're,
no.
You're going to be in this fishing tournament too.
Dude, I will fucking smoke your
oh,
ass.
Oh, fuck.
Let me tell you two reasons that you're not going to win.
What happened the last time we went fishing down at the
you
river?
Will
who
not fucking win
mouth?
Because you don't have a Colorado boat for number one.
First
and
off.
For number two, you're going to have to fucking find you a float tube or something. Cause
can I use that kayak?
Nope. Oh, no.
Nope.
Oh, what the fuck?
That belongs to Brandon and Cassandra.
Bank fishing. No boats. That's it has to be fair.
That fucking fair is fair. Get your fucking wallet out and buy you a boat.
I can't afford a boat.
If you're not cheating, you ain't trying.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you. I will let you use my arm floaties.
That's it.
No, I'll tell you what. In all honesty, my son probably has a float tube that you can borrow.
Yeah. But you can't because
listen,
you're going to lose.
You ask Bailey, float tube fishing's fucking righteous.
I had a good time.
Float tube fishing's, dude. Especially in the strip mines. Especially in the strip mines.
Oh, yeah.
Those ponds
you've
are,
never been.
The AEP no, land is great.
So you're not even talking in the fucking mic. You're
I
confused.
I want to so bad.
Are you uncomfortable? Sit back and bring your mic towards you.
Nah,
you see,
bro.
Yeah,
you
seriously.
See the level of... The space I have between the mic and my fucking suck hole.
You look like you want to suck on
Brandon. Listen, you're invited to this ass waxing party that's going to go on in the street.
Brandon's the one doing it, isn't he?
Brandon is the head ass waxer.
Yeah, and your ass is getting waxed.
So are we going to do like professional tattoo?
Listen, he's going to not only be a waxed ass, he's gonna have a bald head, bald face, and no eyebrows.
So is it gonna be like a
this is gonna be an itchy fucking trip for you, bro.
So is it gonna be like a professional tattoo?
Oh,
or is it gonna be full out stick
of I don't give a fuck, dude. If you can do it with a goddamn you can get a goddamn prison tattoo, dude, whatever you're gonna because you're gonna be the one wearing this motherfucker.
Oh fuck.
Listen.
If I'm going to say one thing is that...
Oh, fuck.
Brandon's not only the ass waxer, he's the tattoo artist.
First timer.
Hey, we'll ask Timmy if we can use this tattoo gun.
I hope you're ready to be a bald, waxed asshole motherfucker.
With
I really
some tattoos.
Yeah, with a shitty tattoo.
Hey, ask Bailey a time he ever outfished me.
Listen.
Bailey outfished
let's
you.
See, let's see if he points it out. Tell me a time you outfished me.
What about that 27-inch walleye I have mounted?
Boom!
That doesn't count.
Wait a minute. Outfished is outfished, dude.
No, this year.
Wait, hang on.
This year.
Let me back it up.
Who's caught the smallmouth this year?
Hang on.
I did.
I fucking did.
I've caught two three-pounders.
Oh, they weren't 3 pounds. Dude. Wow. Is he one of those guys that catches the one
He's saying pass fish.
That's at least three, man.
He's saying pass
I'm just going to I'm just going to go off of an experience. Just listen to me. I know you can't hear me, but so the 5-pound smallmouth at Wells Locks. The 27-inch walleye, the 36-inch muskie at the fishing cabin.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't even catch that fish.
Oh, yes he did. I got fucking pictures.
No. He lost it.
He touched it.
No. You have to that doesn't count. You have to pull out of the water.
But
that's what you tell me. That's what he tells me every time.
So
that muskie does not count.
The 50 pound.
We'll give you that, but at least he had it to the bank. Scott, I fished with you once. You caught 3 trout.
I haven't been fishing in months. We need to go.
I've been too busy worrying about my daughter.
We try to get you to go tomorrow night, but you've got a vagina and you won't go. So
okay, I got plans for my birthday.
You're not going to be with Megan until 10 o'clock.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Well,
you're going to be with Megan.
So how long do you have to stay with her?
I don't know. Until I get home.
Okay, well, you're not going home. So there's that.
She can just find you.
Yeah, you're going catfishing after you get done with her.
For your birthday. So we're offering you a birthday gift.
A free hair wax and a free ass wax. No, I really want to go up to...
Why you're catfishing?
Do you work Sunday?
No.
I really want to go up to West Union Sunday morning.
What?
Middle Island Creek?
The only two
I really
want to
go up there for my
West
birthday
Union?
If you guys want to go.
Where?
West Union.
I can't, dude. I got to work. I don't have to work till Monday, but
of course... Excuses.
Sunday's my...
Yeah, I'm telling you, tomorrow night we're going catfishing.
If you want to go Sunday morning, though, for my birthday, I'll be down.
I don't know. I think I might have a bar mitzvah or something. I might have to catch the Golden Girls reunion on VHS or
Gary's
something.
Gary's bar mitzvah is Sunday, yeah.
I tell you what,
we've been recording for a while.
I know. I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started because... dude, you'll never guess.
2 hours.
An hour and 30.
Is everybody, in bed already?
I don't know. I don't know where anyone's at.
So
I gotta wake up in the morning.
For what?
To get Dad.
It's Saturday.
Yeah, I gotta get him in the morning.
What time you gotta
call him? Call him a taxi.
I'm not calling him a taxi. Clear Marietta.
Fuck it, dude.
Dude, I'll pay for the taxi.
I'll send Jody to get him.
Yeah.
I'll just go get him tomorrow morning.
What time you gotta get
him?
We'll
just go fishing.
Huh?
What time you gotta get him?
They want us to pick him up at 7 a.m.
Oh my God. So you're at 11 o'clock. You're sitting here at my house. And you got to be at Marietta at 7?
Yeah.
And then you got to be with your girlfriend at 10 tomorrow night?
No.
What time are you hanging out with her?
We're probably going to hang out around 5.
5 p.m.?
Yeah, we'll probably be done around 9 o'clock.
Jesus.
9 o'clock.
So what's the problem with you going catfishing?
I didn't know. I thought you guys were going to wait on me.
You can. Do you not have a ride?
I mean, I'm sure I can drive my parents' car, yeah.
Okay, well.
Where you guys going to be at?
It's not up to me. I don't care. What do we need for bait?
We're going to go
bluegill.
Bluegills.
Creek chubs.
Hey, you know something that is the most hilarious fucking thing ever, dude? I worked on you know the guy that owns Catfish Paradise?
Yeah.
He owns the one down in Reedsville. I worked with him when I was 18, dude. That is a hardcore motherfucker. James Reed.
Yeah.
He's fucking hardcore, dude. He's hardcore. Super fucking heavy trapper, has some of the biggest deer you've ever seen mounted.
I've seen the deer up there. Fucking huge deer.
Killed with a bow. Yeah, he's fucking hardcore hunting, trapping. But I commercial fished for this guy on the Ohio River. I was 16. He was paying me $100 a day. This motherfucker woke. I was staying in a camper with him. He woke up in his sleep. I was asleep, and he woke me up screaming, I'm choking, I'm dying, man, I'm dying. I'm fucking 16, dude. I don't even know this guy. I'm freaking out. He's choking in his sleep. I don't know what to do. And then finally, the next morning, I wake up. I'm like, dude, what the fuck was you talking about? Are you okay? He's like, oh, yeah, I talk in my sleep, man. And then the rest of the entire time that I worked for this guy, I stayed up all night just trying to hear what he was saying. And he always talked about fish and deer and fucking trapping in his sleep. So that's fucked up, dude.
He must have been pretty involved then.
Oh, dude, he was like hardcore. Had like fucking $100,000 fucking boat. I mean, just, yeah, crazy motherfucker. And, yeah, real crazy guy. Cool to work for, though. Work me like a dog.
So $100
a day.
Are you going catfishing tomorrow?
No, he's not. He's vagina.
Are you sure?
Yeah, when I'm done hanging out with Megan, yeah.
So 10 o'clock tomorrow night, if we want to go catfishing, we're going to go get that.
Where are you guys going to be at? I'll be there.
Devola Dam.
All right. The water's up, though. I was there today.
Okay, then we'll go
It's to, up and fast and muddy.
We'll go to the...
The point?
Fuck the point.
Listen, I've got some nice flathead here.
Can you get down underneath the bridge right there on DuPont?
No.
No? Belleville?
No.
Willow Island?
No.
No.
We can go to the point then.
Yes.
All right, we'll go to the point.
It's right there.
It is right. We can see it from here.
Yeah, we can go to the point.
I mean, if you don't have like a...
Date.
An event or...
No, I'll be there.
Are you planning a wedding or something?
Important engagement.
I will be there, Captain.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you will.
You guys are serious.
You want to call? Do you want to get on the phone real quick and call Megan and ask her if you're allowed to go?
Yeah, my phone's dead. I'll just talk to her.
I'll let you.
I'll just be there. I'll be there. I promise.
I'll ask her
if you guys are serious. I will be there.
Just call us and make sure that that's where we are.
Are you guys serious about this?
We don't have nobody to answer to. We may be doing something else. And I'll be there.
I know Sunday I'm recording a Zoom call for the podcast.
Zoom.
Yeah.
I know, but if you guys are serious, I'll be there.
I'm serious.
All right.
Well, I think I'm serious.
I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Like, I'll get done hanging out with Cheyenne probably 6. So 6 in there. You got to use the bathroom?
I got to shit bad, dude.
You got to, don't you?
Yeah, it's like...
I think it's about time. About that time, buddy.
I know. Tyler, you've got like a... You've got to like put your diaper on or something, I think.
I'm going to start wearing a diaper for real.
Dude, I think I just need to start shitting myself.
Yes.
We all go like we come.
Come in shitting diapers and you go out shitting diapers.
I think I just might.
Seriously.
I mean, there's no better way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, since Tyler's got like his got to change his
pad Matt or got something. Shit, bro.
Yeah, I know, but you have no excuses.
I got picked that up in the morning.
Well,
Matt, it was a pleasure.
Yes,
Brandon,
good talking to you. It was good.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed myself.
I had a good time with you, Matt.
I'm sure you'll hear
too,
some more
Brandon.
Fucked
nice
up stories.
To your stories,
Gary. You too, bro. I also
have yeah, and. So, like always, in every end of the episode, we're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
yes.
Google Podcasts, Breaker,
yes.
Pocket Cast, and Radio Public.
And wherever you get your podcast.
Check us out on TikTok at No Rules Podcast 69.
We have
and
an
our
Instagram now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to go and explain
I'm
the Instagram?
Our Instagram.
Why isn't it 68?
So, our Instagram is a No Rules Podcast, and Paul's running it.
About time he does something.
Sick ass content on there.
That video he put up was actually pretty
sick ass content.
It was pretty good.
He's pretty talented.
And
I like him.
So yeah, check it out on that. And if you don't, you're going to get a notebook to the teeth.
I just followed it.
See, what's the name of that?
No_rules_podcast.
So yes. No_rules_podcast.
Yes. And if you don't go follow, you're going to get a notebook right to the teeth.
You're all talk.
But yeah.
That's hard to take anything serious from a guy that has no hair on his ass.
Yeah. From a guy who's going to be bald and have no hair on his asshole.
What type of wax? Wait a minute. We gotta figure it out right now. What type of wax do we
Brazilian.
Do? Brazilian it is.
Dude, all right, I'll be down with
bikini
that.
Bikini line and all.
Your taint is going to be bumpy.
All
right. Oh, dude. This
but
is
yeah.
Great.
So yeah, check us out, man.
Yeah, check us out where you get your podcasts, TikTok,
we
Instagram.
We enjoyed you guys.
And make sure that you call Bailey attractive and not Tyler because we know the truth.
Yes.
All right, guys. We'll see you in the next one.
See you guys.
Bye. Take care.